Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
And happy party Friday, everybody. The Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show here. Julie Hayden and Chuck Bonniewell. Truth straight up. Chuck is tying up some stuff, so he'll be here momentarily. But the show is brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Coming up, we're going to expose establishment lies with campaign integrity watchdog Matt Arnold. But also at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to the folks who are launching some ballot initiatives to try to protect us from billionaire Kent Theory trying to take over elections in Colorado. And then Chuck found a pretty funny comedian soundbite for your Party Friday stuff. So welcome, and let's just jump right into it. We've been talking about earlier last Friday, Mark Hamden from Parker Conservatives and I from the Chuck and Julie Show, as contributors to Wino Watch Colorado, went on the Mandy Connell Show at her invitation, and she was outraged at the fact that we accused her friend, Mandy Connell, of essentially, basically... Kelly Marr, rather. Thank you. Chuck is coming.
Mandy Connell's upstairs. Do you want to talk to us?
Yeah, Mandy Connell's upstairs. So she was upset because I said, Kelly Marr has filed a complaint against Dave Williams, and nobody is mentioning that Kelly Marr has connections to an organization that a few years ago was found guilty of, convicted, and fined thousands of dollars for campaign finance violations.
But it's more about what the organization was. It would...
Here, wait, catch your breath.
It would send out... vile attacks,
right,
on incumbent exactly. Republicans.
Exactly.
And do it, try to do it anonymously.
Right.
And,
so,
yes.
And the whole scheme was exposed by Matt Arnold. So first let me say, hey, Matt, welcome to the show and thank you once again.
Yep, absolutely. Great to be back on.
Yeah. So Kelly, Mandy Connell had Kelly on her show Monday.
And she went on today attacking Renowatch. You have to listen to that. Yay.
Again.
Oh, really?
And
I didn't hear that one. I'll have to, I tried to call in, and no one picked up. So I don't know if they're just not answering the phone or if they have my number on an ID list, yeah. But I did but not get through.
It's kind of funny because Kelly Marr on the show Monday, she went on the show Monday and said, call in, ask me any question.
Any hard question you want. Just ask me. I want the hard question. And of course,
But
Mandy Connell couldn't ask a hard question.
But basically, Kelly Marr, I like Kelly Marr. She's a nice person.
Really
I know her personally.
Absolutely nothing against Kelly personally. Absolutely.
Right. She flat out lied. So Mandy says, okay, so Julie attacked you by saying you were connected to this group. And Kelly said, absolutely not. Have nothing to do with Colorado.
I worked for Bob Pravin in Congress.
Like in 2007, right?
Chuck and Julie supported Bob then. We didn't, but you know.
Yeah. Okay. And let us play before we kind of break it down that soundbite. So Thomas, if we could please play the Mandy Connell soundbite. This is Kelly Marr denying any involvement.
Or whatever. So
the group she referenced was called Pioneer Action. It was started by Bob Beaupre. I did not work for it. I was never paid for it. And she asserted that I was the spokeswoman for it. I was not. I've never worked with Pioneer Action. I did work for Bob Beaupre.
The part about not being a spokesperson for it is accurate. She was not the spokesperson. I think really the face of Pioneer Action was another young kid named Justin Prendergast, who was, you know, basically Bob's, errand boy. But her statement that she was not paid by Colorado Pioneer Action, that she did not work with Colorado Pioneer Action, is simply false. And we have the receipts because that was part of what came out in discovery in the case when Campaign Integrity Watchdog, with me representing them in court, got the discovery. We got the documents. We got the invoices. We got the emails. We got thousands of pages of evidence. And among those thousands of pages of evidence were an invoice from Kelly Marr's company, On Point Strategies, where she did the production work for an advertisement in the SD4 race supporting Ben Ling and attacking Jess Loban. Now, interestingly enough, Neither of those two won the race. A gent named Jim Smallwood kind of, I guess you could say, sort of snuck in, was outside of that nasty, attack sequence led by Bob. And as you pointed out, the whole point of Colorado Pioneer Action was to viciously attack Republican candidates, to smear them, to defame them, and many of them were incumbent Republican candidates. And so for Kelly and others, and really others mostly, to be getting up on their high horse saying, "Oh, well, it's just so horrible that there's this internecine combat with Republicans, and gee, it's so horrible that there are all these nasty fights in primaries," is really the height of hypocrisy, because that was
Well,
the
it's the
entire
height of
point
everything for
of Colorado Pioneer Action.
Rhino Watch attacks Rhino Republicans, and they go, "It's so divisive, it's so." But they, through Colorado Pioneer, can attack grassroots candidates and be far more vicious than Colorado Rhino Watch ever is. I mean, it's just hilarious, and for them to tut tut with Kelly and her and everything else, I mean, it's hilarious.
It's appalling, like I said, for her to just, and Mandy Connell to just let her go on and just, I mean, I'm sorry, Kelly, but that's a lie. Like you said, you have invoices. So, and I
We
want to
have the
read this
receipts
too. This is
from the trial,
from the trial where, again, the company she was associated with and being paid by, right, was fined and found in violation of all kinds of campaign finance. And this is from some of the transcripts where you're questioning Bob Beaupre, and you said you're talking about a $3,500 payment to a company called Compass Colorado, which is Kelly Maher's company. And it says, what was the purpose of that check? And it says, well, Kelly has done, it's Kelly Maher's group, that's Bob Beaupre saying that, has done a tremendous job, in my opinion, of helping hold public officials accountable. And I want to,
incumbent grassroots Republican.
right, exactly.
Which again, there's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, what Rhino Watch does, what Compass Colorado did, that's perfectly okay. The problem is when you have to do it from secret, from hiding, like Pioneer Action did, like a whole bunch of these other establishment Republican groups did, and get vicious and nasty and lie, and oh, by the way, break the law.
Well, then it goes on because here's why this is important, because this is what they've started to do now, which is why they're so upset that you uncovered this in the first place and we're bringing it up. They talk about, well, you say, so what was the great work that Kelly Maher would be doing? And she said, well, she was just, holding elected officials accountable. What elected officials was she holding accountable? State legislature, primarily statewide public offices. She's very good at it. What she was doing in part was writing op-eds and opinion pieces. And then, which is what she started doing now. We all started talking about this because she
Which
filed.
is exactly what Rhino Watch does from the other side of, which was exactly what a whole bunch of organizations do to hold people accountable. You have various groups that put out scorecards. I mean, the Tabor group puts out scorecards that rates how Republicans vote on tax issues. There's the Principle of Liberty scorecard, which again held elected officials accountable for their votes. That is all perfectly legitimate, and there's nothing wrong with that. The difference with those groups and Bob's group is that those groups were above board, were very clear about who they were, what their standards were, and applied it evenly. What Bob's group did was hide who they were, pick and choose their targets, and then lie about them, lie about the individuals, and oh, by the way, do it from hiding the source of funding, hiding where all this was coming from, and all that was in violation of the law. They broke the law.
And one thing too, I want to point out is again in this recent FEC filing that Kelly made, this, I think, and we've talked about that before, fairly frivolous
Russ and
allegation.
Matt reviewed it, I
Right,
think
but
much of it.
right. And
Yeah,
so,
it
but
was
she,
pretty bare bones.
and then she then wrote an editorial, I think, that appeared in the Denver Post, right? And my thing that I want to point out is so Kelly Maher, whether she admits it or not, is being paid by people to who want to be hidden to write vicious attacks on Republicans. And I'm
In this
one,
case,
in
Dave
this
Williams.
case, Dave Williams. And keep in mind, Kelly Maher has been a longtime Jeff Crank supporter too, who is the Rhino competitor in CD5. But what I find interesting is the Denver Post just printed. I'm curious about what their collusion is, because I suspect if I were to send the Denver Post, "Hi, this is Julie Hayden. Here's an editorial praising Dave Williams," I don't think they'd even open it. You know, I mean,
it wouldn't see the light of day. Yeah, the Denver Post clearly has their perspective and their editorial take on things, and they slant the news like any mass media group does these days. You mentioned Jeff Crank also, you know, and kind of an aside, Jeff was also involved in the Colorado Pioneer Action enterprise. He was one of the subcontractors. His firm, Aegis Strategic, was one of the big players in a lot of the races that were mostly the ones that were in Colorado Springs. So there was a House race, there was a Senate race they played in, Colorado Pioneer Action played in Colorado Springs, and Jeff's group, Aegis Strategic, was part of that. Again, we have the receipts. This is not speculation.
Who were they attacking?
So they were attacking Janet Joshi, and they were attacking in a House race, and they were attacking Gordon Klingenschmidt in a Senate race.
And when we say attacks, and what I want people to understand, because they're gearing up to do it again. That's exactly what's going on, I believe.
That's
now.
That's what they do, yeah.
Right. And these are not like, you know, oh, this candidate has this Liberty scorecard rating and blah, blah, blah. These were vicious, anonymous, I think sometimes flat out,
often lies. You know, absolutely.
At best, you could say some were mischaracterizations, but they were largely personal. You know, kind of slanderous attacks.
Well, but they also, because I saw them, I mean, there were things like, okay, this person is against Tabor, when they were the biggest Tabor supporters, right?
Right.
I mean, these people's for illegal immigration, when they were the biggest opponents of the illegal immigration. I mean, they would just literally say that these people were for what they were against.
Right, because they're trying to affect a primary, and so they would do their polling to figure out what were the key issues in that area. And they would target the ads to smear the people they were attacking and mischaracterize them and their positions and basically.
But why would Kelly Maher, knowing she went on the stand, get on the radio and just lie?
Well, Kelly wasn't on the stand. Bob was on the stand.
She was on the radio program stand and just lied. I mean, you can't call it anything else. It wasn't, I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, you have invoices. It's not even like you could weasel around and say, oh, he just thought she was great, so we sent her a check for $3,500. I mean, there was an invoice.
Well, I think you hit on it. Who would call her out? I mean, I could call her out. They attacked me on the radio show. Yeah. I've tried to call in because I don't listen to Mandy Connell.
She's not as anybody else.
Sorry, a little bit too vapid for my taste. But, right. You know, they attacked me on air. I've tried to call in. I haven't gotten through. Now, you know, perhaps it's just because, I've not called every minute of the 3 hours of the show each day. But I've attempted to get through and have not. So their lies, as there's a great Marshall McLuhan quote, a lie will travel around the world before truth has time to get his boots on.
Yeah.
That's what these people do. They'll lie. They'll put out the lie. They'll repeat the lie. And by the time you can respond to the lie, well, the lie's already gotten around.
Well, I'm fascinated to see what she did at 12 o'clock to attack Rhino Watch, because she couldn't have gone to the specifics because it shows she's lying. So Mandy Connell couldn't have done that. So she just must have been ad hominem attacks. She had to do.
That's what they do. That is kind of the stock and trade of that group. And again, it's very funny, because it's just like the Democrats. It's the same kind of mindset.
Yes.
They project what they are doing and accuse you of doing what they are themselves guilty of.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, to go back, and we talked to you for years since you started this, you know, the cases against them. And the underlying thing is, if Bob Beaupre wants to contribute to a campaign or Kelly Maher wants to help get rid of Dave Williams, just go ahead and say so, right? Say, I support Jeff Crank. But the way that these people do it, they hide it, they shift it around. I mean, why do they do it that way, Matt?
I personally think it's because they lack moral courage. Mm-hmm. They don't have the guts. They would not say these kind of things to your face. I mean, all these people have been attacking me quite a bit. They wouldn't have the guts to say that to my face.
Right. Well, because then you would hold it.
But they can assassinate my character. They can operate behind the scenes. They can try to try to destroy my reputation. That's all legit, because that's how they play the game. That's how they fight, because they know that if they actually had to confront me in person and debate me in person, they lose. Because where do we have evidence of that? When we've gone to trial,
Right.
when I've had them in court,
Well,
and
then it
they
went up to the appeals
lose.
court too, right? You won at the appellate level, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. My thing
Which
is,
was hilarious, because I don't know, I probably the Denver Post was saying, oh, this is a weird ruling by this administrative judge. It will never survive
right.
appellate scrutiny. Just never.
and behold.
Never.
Yep, and of course I tried to answer that, and they would not let me respond, obviously. Megan Schrader was, basically saying, oh yeah, this will never stand. It'll be shot down
Yeah, it
in
was
court of
Megan
appeals.
Schrader, right?
Who's now the
Right. And
publisher
I told her,
and the
I did get in
activist book.
touch with her, and of course she wouldn't let me get anything published, no rebuttal, to say, no, Megan, you're wrong. I'm right. I will win on appeal as well. And then of course when the appellate decision came out, and I contacted the Post and I said, hey, you might want to revise and update your op-ed from a couple of years ago when you were saying that I'm absolutely wrong. I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking about. And this is going to be swatted down on appeal. And we have the Court of Appeals ruling now. And on every point, I won.
Yeah.
Every point. It was an
And
extraordinary
they did, of course.
victory. And of course, this is one of those cases you can always tell, well, where you absolutely had the law down absolutely correct, because they didn't want to rule for you because they wouldn't publish the opinion. I
Right.
mean, it was a key opinion in finance ones. It absolutely should have gone public, and they refused to publish it.
Yeah, it absolutely it should have been precedential, and it
Yeah.
was precedential. It clearly established, the rule on 501c4s pretending to be nonprofits and nonpartisan organizations meddling in
Right.
politics. It should have been a precedent that affected campaign finance, not just in Colorado, but probably persuasively, at least in throughout the entire 10th district. But you're right. We can't have
No.
that gadfly non-attorney beat a blue chip law firm and the attorney
Not talking about
general of
that.
the state of Colorado just
And
because
again,
he was right.
to get back to one of the things that through all the times and the years we've been talking to you is my main point. I guess I'd be okay if they were cheating and breaking the law to attack Democrats, right? But they're cheating and breaking the law to attack fellow Republicans. It's like, why not put some of that time and energy and legal, help behind actual
Because,
candidates? Well,
as we all know, the real enemy is populist Republicans. It's the 70% of Colorado Republicans that support Trump, and they agree totally with the Democrats that that's the real enemy. It's not Republicans versus Democrats, it's the uniparty versus Trumpsters. That is a political fight. And until you realize that, you're missing the whole point. I think Rhino Watch realizes it, saying, it can't always be that the Anschutz industrial media complex and the lefties can beat up every populist, but the rhinos are left alone. In some ways, I think Rhino Watch is unfair. But in warfare, you kind of, I don't think we ought to have automatic weapons. I really don't. So let's only go to breech-loaded ones and see how we
Do have
do.
automatic weapons.
They have automatics, but we ought to do breech-loaded ones.
Right. And well, I think it's even broader than that. I don't think it's just against Trumpsters. I mean, this obviously all predated Trump appearing
Right.
in the political scene by quite some time. I mean, this is the establishment versus the citizen. And it is the ruling class versus the citizens. And
Well,
that
that's
is ultimately what this
it's
gets back
morphed
to.
into Trump. Trump has adopted all those, and has gone to his party. It certainly was the
You're
same
right.
it was before the Tea Party. Tea parties were, and then
Exactly.
they got swooped up by Americans for Prosperity and other crooked groups. I saw that FreedomWorks went belly up, which is another group that was part of the Koch thing. But they were the same for open borders. They were for trade with China. To the disadvantage of the industrial base of the United States and all the other ones, and they're gone. And I think finally, finally people are paying attention to the fact that
Yeah.
Americans for Prosperity are really an awful group. An
Well,
awful group.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean they've done some good things.
What would
I
they
went
do
through
good?
some of their grassroots training and they've done some contribution. But ultimately, I think you're right. This all comes down to, is it the citizens who have the say, or are we going to be allowed to govern our own lives and run our own businesses and have our own interactions, or is this going to be, the establishment, the state, the uniparty that wants to run our lives for us? And
Right.
for me, I don't accept that. I aim to misbehave.
Well, and let me ask you this, because I think people's, in many ways, their eyes have been open a lot. And I think people are a lot more cynical than they used to be. But again, it
That's good reason.
concerns me that, Kelly Maher has surfaced again, with the same group of people using the same tactics. And
Yeah,
then,
she's setting up a C4.
and yeah, and you know, and then is confident that no one's going to call her on it, so she can go on Mandy Connell's show, and Mandy Connell will let her
Later
just
lie, tribute to the lie,
flat
and
out,
be the lie.
yeah, lie about it all. What is going to be the sign for people to look at when as we go, as we know, the primary is in June, then you've got the general election. What from what all the research you've done on these people and the tactics they use, what are the things to watch for where you could go, aha, that's
Well, I mean, there will be the name calling. There will be the personal attacks and the character assassination. I mean, Dick Wadd is Dick Wadhams has been out with his oh yeah, China Dave, which is absolutely ridiculous
right.
because I mean, Dave had like a small import business, and yeah,
His
some of his products
in-laws
were
did.
produced in
His
China.
in-laws did.
Okay, wow,
Yeah.
So Walmart is China Walmart by that standard. I mean,
China Walmart
it's
has
just kind of
Walmart is China
ridiculous.
Walmart.
Well, I mean, and you can make the case that, well, we should have much more manufacturing in the States.
Yes.
Absolutely. We
Yeah.
should do a lot of things, but to attack someone personally for having a business that operated on that, that kind of narrow margin and painting them as a tool of China is just, I think it's just kind of silly and over the top. So you're going to see things like that. It's going to be the modus operandi, at least from what I've been seeing over years, is smear the person, make them out to be a bad person, attack their character, try to smear them with some misdeed that most people will find objectionable, and really just kind of tear them down and sling mud. Again, if it was a simple case of, hey, here's my positions and my principles, and here's my positions and principles, and put it out there, make the contrast. I mean, that's a legitimate thing, right? I mean, some people, maybe they want a
Right.
more AFP friendly congressman. Okay, that's up to the voters in Colorado Springs to decide in CD5. But it really the problem is the whisper campaign, the character
Right.
assassination, the tearing people down, that it's not about policy. It's not really about character and how they're going to be in Congress. It's just, vicious mudslinging attacks. And it really
But
is.
about
It's
half, I
all.
have to say, because I'm a a pretty avid reader of history. It's always been the same. It was always Grover Cleveland, Ma, Ma, where's my pa? Same with Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson
Well, yeah,
exposing Sally
goes all the way
Hemings
back.
and
But the difference there is that you generally knew who the speaker was, right? And
No, they
that's,
didn't. No, they didn't.
I
They
mean,
wrote.
you
They
knew it
wrote.
was coming. It was coming
They all wrote
from one
anonymously.
newspaper that was going to be the Jefferson side
Right.
slinging mud at Adams, and then you had the Adams newspaper slinging mud at Jefferson. I mean, you may not know the individual name, but you knew basically where it was coming
Yeah,
from.
but they published papers for the
The people
Federalist
did.
Papers were published anonymously by
Yeah,
people.
under pseudonyms,
Yeah. Right, but the point is,
that was
though.
about issues. I mean, and there, I think there is a big difference when you're talking about issue speech. I mean, there the argument rises or falls on the strength of the argument. When you're attacking people, then the source of that attack is important to know.
And I think, and that's exactly key. It's like, if you want to say all this stuff, then put your name. And so that's another thing I think people can look
Have the
for
guts.
when they look at the bottom of the mailers, because we're already getting mailers, right? And then they look at the stuff. When you look at where Kelly Markham's out and just pretending to be Kelly Mar attacks Dave Williams, you need to know that's not what's going on. The anonymous mailer, that's another clue too, because it's, as you said, these are people who, for whatever reason, don't want the rest of us to
But
know that they're.
that's always been the game.
But you need
I
to
mean,
be
before
aware.
they didn't want to put the name on because people like Jackson or Hamilton would shoot and kill you. I
Well, I'm not saying
mean,
that it didn't happen. I'm just saying
so
it's
you're saying we need to
bad.
bring back dueling to add a little bit of accountability. I on board, absolutely.
All right, man. Hey, listen, I know you've got a busy day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for all your work on this, and thank you for like informing everybody. I think otherwise, without people like you, well, specifically
Yeah,
you,
Mandy Connells would get away
nothing to
with
do
it.
with it.
Mandy
So,
Connells would
well,
have
and
gotten away with it.
again, it's just important. It's important to keep the receipts. It's important to do your research, and it's important to call out people that are just not being honest, and have that institutional memory and remind people, oh, well, you know. And again, if we had journalists in Colorado,
Yeah.
they would be able to point that out.
Yeah.
We don't have journalists in Colorado, and there are very few exceptions. You guys are one of the very few people that actually will dig in, do the research, and come up with the actual information to let people make a decision. I mean, I'm sure not everyone who listens to the show agrees with you, but at least they're being
Who out there doesn't agree
No.
with
No, exactly.
us?
Hey, Matt, thank you then. As always, appreciate your
Yeah, you've been
work.
great. You've
Thank
been great.
you.
Thanks very
Absolutely.
much.
All right,
Have a good
thank
one.
you. Matt, I don't know there. Hey, and before we go to Candace, I promised that I would read this for the Adams County Republicans. So this is this.
Yeah, you finally got
I
to it.
remembered. So the Adams County Republicans, in association with the Arapahoe County Republicans, are having a CD4 candidate forum. It's going to be held tomorrow, Saturday, May 11th, at the Bennett Middle School in Bennett, Colorado. It'll be from 3 to 5 p.m. The doors opening at 2:30. I think Lauren Boebert is going to be there, Deborah Flora, Richard Holthoff, Michael Lynch, maybe not Michael Lynch, I think Jerry Sonnenberg and Peter Yu, again at the Bennett Middle School in Bennett, Colorado, tomorrow from 3 to 5.
And that's the one to go to. There's a
Well, only if you live in CD4, frankly.
no, the people go all over the place to see this one. This is
Oh, well,
Lauren Bennett,
Lauren Boebert,
Lauren
yeah.
Boebert. It's a national figure, and people want to
That's
see him
true.
stuff.
That's true.
And it's going to be a great to see that debate. They've got another one lined up in June at the Grizzly Rose, which is done by the usual suspects, all the rhinos, the 710 KNUS, in particular the women of Weld. And Lauren Boebert's not going to go there. And I don't think
I
Janet
think Mandy
Josie.
Connell is hosting it. I'm seeing it.
Oh, perfect.
No,
Yeah, there you
that's right.
go. There you go. So you ought to show up for that one.
No.
I tried to
Big
tell.
pickle. Pretend you're a pro-Palestinian
I
person.
tried to tell Janet, you're just walking the, don't do that.
It's
Just
the
don't do it. And so I called, then I was surreptitious. I called Dave, tell him not to do it. And I talked to him the other day. He said, did you tell him not to do it? I said, yeah. I said, what is he going to do? He's going to do
Let's not give Janet advice. If this is from Karen Cattling, what you're talking about is exactly what they've been screaming the grassroots is doing to them now. The real problem is that they're no longer in power doing it. Exactly, Karen. And that's why they're fighting as hard as they are. And speaking of fighting, then, I want to talk about and some ballot, three ballot initiatives that have been cleared by the title board. And now they're about to go into the petition gathering process. So we have, I think I saw her join, Candace Stutzrum. Candace, actually, did I say your name right? I apologize if I did not. Are you out there, Candace? If you are, what I need you to do is turn your mic.
unmute.
Oh, okay, there you go. I see
Here I
you.
am. Magic. Did it work?
Yay.
Hey.
Hey, thank you for coming on. So you guys
Thank
have
you
been
for
working
inviting me.
very hard. This is essentially to try to battle Kent Theory, the billionaire who wants to have get rid of the primary system, essentially the state parties, and have ranked choice voting and jungle primaries and things. And he has enough that some form of his proposal is going to be on the ballot in
Oh,
November.
yeah, you're just picking out which one.
Which one? And you guys have been working very hard to counter that. And you have three initiatives. And so why don't you tell us about those? And then we'll kind of get into how people can help.
Sure. You actually touched on, right in that couple sentences, the main three points that we're trying to counter with our three initiatives. Just to give you some background, Mr. Theory hired probably as many as a dozen lawyers out of, is it Brownstein, Farber, Hyatt, and Schreck?
Yeah.
And they have been front and center at every one of these title board meetings we've been attending since January. So it's interesting to see what a billionaire can do with his money.
I'm assuming you had dozens of lawyers too, right? Behind you.
No, this is what we had. We had the brochure on how to do a citizens ballot initiative.
There you go.
So when I'm saying we, I'm saying Linda Bissett Good is my co-partner in this, along with our prayer partners. We as a foursome were a constant present in the title board meetings for the last 3 months. So early on, we tuned into this in January when there was, I believe the ballot initiative was 117. And this is when we first became aware of what Mr. Thierry's approach was to this. We understand that they started out with as many as 600 initiatives that
Wow.
were whittled down to 100, and then the 100 became 74 that actually met the title board. And let me tell you, it was just crushing the title board to have the initiatives coming through in that volume.
Right.
So anyway, we began studying them early on and really identified three common concepts that were constant to almost every one of them. And I believe they put that many through to actually fine-tune exactly the perfect one that they're going to
Right.
choose to put on the ballot. But essentially, the components include, well, first of all, the big one, which is ranked choice voting, also called instant runoff voting. And the second one is to initiate petition only onto the primary ballot. And then the last one is what you referred to it as the jungle primary. It's an all candidate, all party, and all voters same vote for the same string of candidates off of the same ballot. So those three components were common in almost all 74 that we looked at.
And let me
So,
just
what
clarify for folks
concerns?
what that would mean. So if these, because they'll be on the ballot, you'll be voting on those some
Some
form
form of them.
in
At least
November.
one.
And it
They're
would, like you said, it'd have ranked choice voting, the jungle primary, and the practical effect, and by eliminating the saying you have to petition on it makes it a total pay-to-play scheme. Right
Exactly.
now,
You
you can
got
be
it.
a candidate without a ton of money, but a ton of
Exactly.
support, and you go through the caucus system, the assembly system, and then you get on the ballot. This would
Exactly.
be, and we've seen things like some of the proposals as much as $50,000 to run for Congress before you even do anything. And so that this would eliminate the parties in
Yes.
Colorado, right? I mean, it
That's
would
right.
eliminate everything. And so what are you guys doing then? Because you guys are smart and fighting hard.
Well, I appreciate you get it. You understand just how serious this is. This is truly an existential threat to the party, and it's effective January 1st, 2025. We will no longer enjoy the purpose behind having a party in an assembly system. We'll no longer have a role to nominate our own candidates onto a primary ballot, which would, which intended to become our choice for our own leadership. That role and that function would be completely eliminated. And then this, exactly what you said, this jungle primary creates kind of a hive mind, a kind of a uniparty, a
Right.
candidate results, because only those moneyed candidates are able to place themselves on the ballot. It's like Joe the plumber need not apply anymore.
Right.
And the intent behind that is that they're trying to eliminate the fringe voices, the fringe voices like yours and mine,
Right.
And I would even say, you know what? I would even call us fringe. We're the main portion anymore. I think they're the fringe. That's why they need to do this. If they were the majority, they
Exactly.
wouldn't have to. They want to basically take away your ability to select a candidate of your choice. You will only be able to select the candidate of their choice.
That's right, or the candidate that they're paying for.
Right.
You've completely nailed it. So we realized after wringing our hands through trying to stave off some of their initiatives, we were really successful the first time. They eliminated 10 just on our arguments that they were multiple subject and that the title did not accurately represent the contents of the initiatives. In other words, there were surprises. If the voter were to have voted that, he would have been surprised to learn what else was stuffed into those initiatives. So we soon realized that, wait a minute, these are called citizens' ballot initiatives. We can do this. So we did. We sat down, this is Linda and I, and we wrote the first one. And we decided, okay, we're going to follow the rules and we're going to color in the lines. We're going to make sure it is a single subject and that the title accurately reflects the contents. So guess what it is? 201 is ban rank choice voting.
Just ban it. Bingo.
Absolutely beautiful, you know, in its simplicity. So we were amazed, you know. We made it through all the wickets, you know, one by one by one, and we end up at the title board. Meanwhile, we're realizing, wait a minute, there really are the three components to this thing. So let's take it out. It's like the cord of three strands or the three-legged stool. There needs to be three of these.
Okay.
The second one is to guarantee the candidates have a pathway to the ballot through the caucus and assembly system.
Okay.
In other words, it keeps us in business.
But okay. you also allow petitioning on?
Yes, sir. We did allow petitioning on, and that is worthy of discussion. We made a conscious decision at the time. I felt that it would not pass if we were to attempt to fight the petition battle at that time.
Frankly,
I believe when we discuss the next one, by closing the primary, which I know is dear to you, Chuck, I think it's going to restore the strength of the assembly system and that the petitions will take take the back seat, because once again, the bully pulpit and being up in front of the entire assembly will be where you'll make your case.
But if you fail on your third one, so you'll still have open primaries and you'll have petitioning on. Your last one fails, your second one passes.
Well,
okay, so let me just discuss
it.
Yeah,
but
we can go back to that. The third
one.
Well,
we don't have all that much time, but okay.
The third one is 278, and that does exactly what Chuck said. Basically, it restores statutorial law as it is now and elevates it to a constitutional level. In other words, the way that we do business now, where we have two separate partisan ballots and they are nominated through the partisan system, we're just enshrining that into law. But in addition, we wrote in that only members of the party may vote for their nominee.
Well, and here's the thing, though, because
closes the primary.
The thing is these, let me put it this way, that's a discussion that we can have, but just for limited time purposes, because these are the ballots that we have. We can't go back and tinker with them, right?
These have titles set. They're coming off the press this afternoon.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you another question. I'm on the executive committee, and were you there at the executive committee meeting?
I listened to the first half, Chuck, and then afterwards, I was told that there was a robust discussion and that Dave threw his hat in with us, and he's going to support the effort. He's going to shake out some money for us, but very importantly, he's going to engender the support of the entire party. It's truly a David and Goliath type situation. We have less
have
than
to
three.
Realize,
you, I'm sorry.
You have to realize, because I was there and I argued for funding you all.
All right, thank you. And
giving money and sending mailers out. But I have to say, you brought two people, one of which I really like, Peg and Linda, who have spent months denigrating, attacking, scurrilously, all the officers.
At the Colorado Republican
calling
Party.
Them the most mean, vile words. Do you really think that's the way to get support by shoving it in their face, that these are the people behind it?
I choose my friends. I don't choose my friends' enemies. That's how I look at this. Where
What should Dave choose that? Would she, when he looks down at Linda and she's called him every dirty word in the world and say, "Hey, how can I help you?" And he still did it. And you guys ought
He
to be a
still
little
did it.
thankful that he's willing to, notwithstanding the vile attacks Linda and Peg attacked him with, he's still, because he thinks that the cause is righteous. But there ought to be some self-reflection on some of these people.
And I would say, and I do agree with you. I mean, I think, and I know, Candace, we're not trying to put you on the spot there, but
Oh, we are a little bit.
I'm not. Chuck is always trying to put people on the spot. So, and then I bail people out when they're like, but I think it does deserve to be said, because Dave Williams gets attacked on all fronts, that the party officers and the party actually went ahead and said, we will indeed support this. But what I want to do now is talk even more importantly, because we've only got a few more minutes, because we have to pay your Party Friday soundbite. It's
We
our
always
party
have a
fight.
we have a sound bite that's hopefully funny.
And
Right. Let's see.
what I want you to explain is how can
People help.
what do you need? Because as you said, David and Goliath, that's not even
Yeah,
putting
that's
it's
really
like
true.
a little Lego figurine and the giant
Completely
transformer kind
get
of
it.
thing.
Well, Julie, you're exactly right, but we also say that God has brought us this far. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. If you had hired a law firm to do what we did, it would have been at least $100,000 to bring forth three successful ballot initiatives completely intact, three for three. It's absolutely amazing, and we don't want to take credit for doing it ourselves, because we saw the hearts and minds of the board change before our eyes as this happened. But here we are. We have three initiatives, 600,000 signatures in less than 3 months. But I love what Ken DeGraff said. Ken DeGraff says we can do that all in one weekend. If we have the party behind us, we could do this all in one weekend. If we get our shoulder behind it, if we believe in this, it's a matter of will. We do need the money. We were floated a loan to get the presses rolling. We've got to pay the loan back. We'll have our own expenses for distribution and circulation. Any operation like this takes funding. But really, what we need is to energize the party all the way from the chair down to the bottom precinct level. 2% of our petitions have to come out of all 35 Senate districts. So it's
So
a statewide
you need
project,
people everywhere.
every hand on deck. And if
Well,
we do it, I believe we can do it. I believe this is
I'll
going to
give
be
you a
real.
lead. We got a lead for you. We had lunch earlier in the week with Joe Altman of FEC, and we noted to him that your group needed 15,000 or so to help pay for things, and he said, "I could raise that in a minute." So give Joe Altman a call.
We could maybe get you some moral support here on the Chuck and Julie show.
Okay,
He said
Joe
if
is
they
on
need
my
it.
speed
Did he say,
dial for
tell
that
them?
very reason.
No, did you have his number?
Oh, I do. I've
Okay.
often. I said, Julie, you're the only friend I only call when you're around.
Well,
Yes.
one thing too, let me ask you this, because this is something that I know, at least publicly, the Democrats, because it would eliminate the Democrat Party. I mean, it would have the same effect to a certain extent on their party system as well. So somewhat publicly, and you never can trust them, I always think they're tricking us, but they've said too that they are opposed to this. Have you any sense? Are they going to be helpful
Oh,
in your
yeah.
effort, or are they just going to vote no on the Kent Theory stuff?
Well, no, actually, well, let's start with our brethren, our Rhino brethren. They're also not in favor of this. Wayne Williams is my neighbor. He's in my precinct even, and he actually himself is not in favor of ranked choice voting. And as for the Democrats, there were articles written early on where the Democrat party chair here, I can't think of his name, he also opposes it because it's the end of their party as well. The end of
And
their
they
party
control the
will.
state. They control the
Yeah, they're
state.
happy with it the way it
Yeah.
is. They're like, well, where can, because again, we have some other stuff we have to get to. Where can
People call to
people
help.
go, people sign up? Because I mean,
I'm
you're
so
gonna.
glad you asked that. It's everybody have their number two pencil, as Steve Bannon would say. It's called www.coloradocounts.com. And everything you need is there. All the background information on the full language of all the petitions are listed there. The outcome of we call it the theme of the website is the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we're using the Clint Eastwood imagery. And it fits to a T because ours are the good and theirs are the bad. And then it follows with the ugly truth of what this will do to completely change our life, our party, and our vote in Colorado forever. Because you have to understand that some of their initiatives are also constitutional. We don't know which ones they're going to choose. If they do that, it will be enshrined in the Constitution forever. So please take it seriously. There's a donation button. There's opportunities to volunteer. And there's even a calendar on there where you can go to the events where we will be circulating the petition.
There's another Republican that we know that hired Scott Gessler to help fight
yes.
these.
Yeah, you're referring
Mark
to
Chilson.
Mark Chilson. And we sat with them and with Secretary Gessler, and he brought some pretty powerful testimony. I really like what he said. He says, in the 250-year history of America and the 150-year history of Colorado, we have never seen anything like this.
I think you're right.
They have dallied in ranked choice voting for over 100 years in America, from coast to coast.
Right.
And you need to know over 85% of any jurisdiction that's ever attempted it repeals it.
Yeah.
But it won't be that easy for us if they put this in the Constitution. It'll be baked in. So take it seriously and let's prevent this with everything we've got, every person we've got in the few hours and weeks and months that we have remaining. We really need the help.
All right, Candace, listen.
Thank you very much.
You
Candace.
Are doing a great job. www.coloradocounts.com. Thank you for what you do. Call any, reach out
anytime,
and we'll be happy to get
Thank
you on and see what we can do.
It's vote yes on 201, 202, and 278 if the numbers hold.
There's 201, 202, and 278.
We'll remind you as it gets closer.
The good initiatives.
All
right.
Candace, thank you so much.
Chuck,
appreciate
Julie.
Your time.
Take care.
Appreciate your time. And I know I saw some people had their hands raised there, and maybe we could talk about this more on Monday. I just wanted to make sure we gave her enough time. So
if
people had their hand raised, we'd
get
to them.
And some people ought to give Dave Williams some credit.
No, exactly. So, but seeing though, as this is Party Friday, and Jacob, you had a great, Jacob is our other, he's a fellow historian. I don't have time to read it, Jacob, but I just wanted to acknowledge that you know your stuff. So I always kind of like, and that's what Chuck was reading it too. But this being Party Friday, Chuck discovered this, it was on the Gateway Pundit, actually. This is-
I discovered it.
I did, I gave you credit. He discovered it.
The Gateway Pundit.
Well, here we go. It's a comedian in Chicago. And you know how sometimes as comedians do, they'll pick to somebody and say, hey, Bill, what are you doing? It's hilarious. He picked on somebody. Well, it'll speak for itself. Yeah. Thomas, if we could please play the Party Friday soundbite.
Nick, what do you do for a living now? You work for the Biden administration. Is your job to wake them up, or what's your job?
Hey, there's a war.
Okay, what do you do for the Biden say? What a shit show of a job you have. I can't believe you admitted that in front of all these people. You have the freedom to lie. You could have said you were a hooker and I would have been prouder of you. What do you do?
I travel to southern states. You go to the South and try to sell them on Biden? What the fuck are you talking about? That's your f***ing job? You used to go, hey, listen, I know you guys like Trump, but Biden, I mean, wow. Are you ready to be unemployed, or what's your vibe?
I love this.
And you know what's telling is that was in Chicago. So
I didn't know that.
You have a comedian in Chicago being willing to even make fun of the guy, and the audience is finding it hysterical, right? So if I were the Biden administration, more than
that would be an apocryphal one. Anecdotal. It'd be an anecdotal evidence he's going to lose.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Hey, that is going to rack it up.
Rack it up,
Rack them up. We're racking up the. Party Friday. This is funny. This made me think of this. So yesterday we took Rev to his little golf lesson, not his little golf lesson, his excellent golf lesson. And there were this group of four men and they were just wrapping up at the 18th hole. And this must be a tradition because they all took off their hats and shook hands. And then they all whipped out these little shots of Fireball and they all went 1, 2, 3, Fireball. And so maybe we could do that.
What's Fireball?
It's a little shot of, it's like a cinnamon spicy whiskey.
Oh.
How do you know that? We could maybe have that. We'll go.
You know, I try not to drink.
Future One Fireball.
All right.
Maybe next Party Friday. Hey, everybody.
We'll do that. We'll get some Fireballs.
And Chuck, having never had one, we'll
choke on wine and keel over again.
Exactly. Leo says Fireball Friday. There you go.
All right. Next Fireball Friday.
All right.
We sometimes forget, so we got to remember. Write that down,
Fireball
Joe.
Friday.
Put an asterisk around that one.
All right. Hey, everybody. We will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Take care, everyone.